In this episode, discover why ease is a greater threat to growth than hardship.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! One of my favorite topics, let's just get right down to it, is I was listening to an NFL football induction speech in Canton, Ohio, several years ago. Jason Taylor, the NFL Hall of Famer, was being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And in his speech, he dropped this bomb. He said, ease is a greater threat to growth than hardship. Now, I want to unpack that for a moment. I know that each and every one of us wants a cushy life that is free of hardship. But if your goal and your focus is developing yourself into that jewel, that diamond, diamonds are created through pressure. Massive freaking pressure creates diamonds, right? So when Jason Taylor said that quote, and I heard it, and that hardship creates evolution, and I recognize that from an NFL Hall of Famer who was talking about his career and how hard it was and how much struggle he had and how he had to push, I started thinking about myself. What goes through your mind when you think about ease is a greater threat to growth than hardship? Because I think about the struggles I had dealing with my learning disabilities and my attention disorders and my visual and auditory perception impairment, and how I got my ass kicked through a good portion of my life, and how that hardship encouraged my growth and allowed me to exercise my weaknesses so I could develop myself and develop some serious strengths. And without that, if I just survived and followed ease, I would be significantly less developed than if I pushed myself. You know, my wife wears a shirt that I ultimately bought for myself, and it says, defy the odds. That's how I look at it. I want to defy the odds in my life. I want to be one of the few, not the many. I want to take on things that are difficult. I want to advance my life. I want to polish and perfect. But I have to be willing to get my ass kicked in the process, because when I do that, I develop strengths and techniques and resiliency that puts me at the next level. What about you? When you're dealing with hardship, do you lament it and fight it the entire way, or do you say to yourself, like Jason Taylor did when he stood up at the podium in Canton, Ohio, to get inducted into the Hall of Fame and acknowledged what I know my whole life to be true: ease is a greater threat to growth than hardship. And if you understand that, like maybe you're trying to be a musician and you're trying to get your album out there so you could impact the world with your music, whatever your music is, if you had it easy, how great would you ultimately develop to become? If you had to struggle, what other gems would that pressure create inside of you? I want you to think about your life and how you approach hardship. And the next time you're confronted with something really damn difficult, do you whine the entire time, or do you step up and say, this hardship is going to allow me to develop something amazing that the world will benefit from? Because I'm willing to bet that if you open up your heart and you open up your ability to polish and perfect, and you look at it as an opportunity, you will arrive at that end goal destination so much faster. Start recognizing hardship for what it is: the blessing to develop the growth so you can polish and perfect, so you can lift up more people's lives. And that's what I got out of seeing that Hall of Fame speech by Jason Taylor.